This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Did it ever occur to you that you were thinking about somebody, and just as you were thinking, you know, how come I haven't heard from that person in such a long time, they call you or they walk into shul? Has that ever occurred to you? You ever wonder why something like that happens? There's an amazing Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the opening psukim of the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda came close to him. What does that mean, he came close to him? Obviously, simply it means he physically approached Yosef. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says a bit deeper, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda realized, Yehuda recognized that this king, who is his opponent, has antagonistic feelings toward him, and he's putting him and his brothers in a very perilous situation. So Yehuda says that the only thing he could do to try to win over Yosef is, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, a person has the capacity to change the way someone else thinks about them. And that is, there's a principle, the Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, Kemayim ponim al ponim, kein lev b'nei adam al chaveri. Like water reflects a face, so too hearts reflect each other. In other words, if I wanted to know, what do you think about me? It's very simple. You know how I can know what you think about me? The way I feel about you, that's how you feel about me. Your heart will merely be a reflection of how I feel about you. And therefore, what Yehuda did was, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda engendered feelings of closeness, friendship, and love toward this king standing in front of him, and that will influence this individual to have feelings of warmth and love and affection toward Yehuda. And by doing so, Yehuda felt he would win over Tzafnas Paneach, the viceroy of Egypt. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, a person has the capacity to change the way someone else feels about them by engendering feelings of warmth and friendship toward that person. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh utilizes this principle to an even greater level in Parshas Miketz. In Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Ches, the Torah tells us, Yosef recognized the brothers, but they did not recognize him. And of course, Rashi says they didn't recognize him because he left without a beard, now he has a beard. Baruch Haim HaKadosh says the true meaning of this Pasuk is Yosef recognized the brothers, and even though he recognized the brothers still didn't recognize him. What does that mean? Says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, one would have expected that since Yosef is thinking about the brothers, he's looking at them, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, he's thinking, you guys, you're my brothers. So he's thinking about the Shvatim. Even so, the brothers didn't recognize him. What's the even so, says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh? If Yosef is thinking about the brothers, then naturally the brothers should think about Yosef. Because, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, my heart is reflection of yours. And if you're thinking about me, I'll be thinking about you. So the Torah says, even though Yosef was actively thinking about his brothers, and therefore thoughts of Yosef now were programmed and were entering the minds of the brothers, still they didn't remember him and they didn't recognize him because it was such a unusual, it would be too impossible that the individual standing before them was actually their brother Yosef. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says amazing words, Ki halavavois yagidu soidois ne'elamim. Hearts speak to each other. Hearts communicate with each other. And if I'm thinking about you, then you're going to be thinking about me. You know why it always happens where you think, oh, I didn't hear from so-and-so in such a long time, and then they call you? Because the reason you thought about them is because a minute before they were thinking about you. And that's why they ended up calling you or walking into your shul. Because hearts communicate. The members of the Jewish people are connected on a level of us, on a soul level. Their levavos are connected. The Hafla writes in Parshas Vayeshev, if this applies to Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, it certainly applies Bein Adam L'Amakim. David HaMelech says, Tzama Nafshi Leilaikim Lekel Chai. My heart yearns for Hashem, the living God. Why does the heart of a Jew yearn for Hashem? Because Hashem is Chai, He's alive, and Hashem is always thinking about us. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks about us, Kamayim Panim Alpanim, we will be drawn after Him and we will yearn for Him. So From this idea, we learn two great principles. It's within our capacity to influence the way somebody feels about us. And we are then inextricably bound with our friend. And what we think about them, they will think about us. And when we have them in mind, they will have us in mind. And that is even more certain with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always having feelings of love and yearning for Klal Yisrael, it is within our ability, and we could always access those feelings within our own hearts to yearn for Hashem and to bring out feelings of Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Always remember, it's within our ability to change the way others feel about us, and we are always connected to the one above, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tzima'in uva'ahava, Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.